everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
How the fuck do you not know who I am? Rob.
Well, that was a bit offensive and abrasive.
Is your first time?
No.
This is his 35th time, actually.
Are you sure?
It's 35 for some of us.
True.
In spirit.
Yep.
Always.
you did get me to make an incredible noise there.
I appreciate that. No problem. I hope that when the soundboard exists before I destroy it, that ends up on it.
I'm Scott.
As a loop.
I am still Scott, for better or worse. Most likely for worse at this point.
Okay, I was going to ask, which one do you think it is? Right now we're watching Ray, the brown man, twitch.tv/brownman, playing, Watch Dogs 2. I got very confused there for a second because there is a gif of a monkey with his tongue sticking out and just the tongue is wagging back and forth.
Makes sense.
It's San Francisco. Are you surprised?
Makes absolute
Not
sense.
Not really, but I mean, it's like a dog's tail, only the monkey's face isn't moving. That's the part that confuses me.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Well, anyway. Lot of shit.
Shit.
Lot of shit went on last week,
shit
basically.
Guy.
So
Holy
let's
shit,
talk about
kid.
Some stuff. But first, I got a big robot thing for you.
Megas XLR.
Phrasing.
Better.
That's very hard to do because Megas XLR is one of my favorite shows.
So Neon Genesis Evangelion is a TV show about a very sad boy.
Aww.
He is a very sad boy because his daddy is the head
Pedophile.
Of this government.
No.
No one will touch his penis.
That's not
Maybe.
A no, but it's also not a definite yes.
All right, wait, are we talking the regular version?
I'm concerned
version
and intrigued.
Oh,
tell
I'm
me more.
About both endings. Don't worry, Scott.
Which part? The sexual?
So the first episode of Neon Genesis Evangelion starts off, and you are hyped as fuck because, like, they evacuate the whole city of, I don't even remember where.
Town, place, land.
Yeah. And this kid, oh my god, and this kid, I just watched this driver almost run over a pedestrian, and then Ray stole the car from that driver. It was great. So.
Don't worry, I'll do it.
In this world, these big ass monsters have been showing up to fight everybody, and, what do humans do? They build big ass robots. That's the theme, guys. Come on.
Bigger robots.
Yeah. When monsters Robots. Show up, humans go, you know what? Robotics. And they build the biggest that there ever was. Like Donald Trump will probably build a gigantic American robot.
They
to,
too will build a wall.
No.
And the robots will pay for it.
Big fence.
The so, robots?
So, this kid's name is Shinji, and Shinji shows up at his dad's place of work, and his dad's a fucking asshole. His dad's like, Shinji, go home! Okay? Aww. I don't want you here, leave. And he's Aww. Like, but dad. And he's like, no, get
but
out
dad.
Of here.
But
then his dad
Shinji.
Decides to change his mind and is like, you know what, get in this big ass robot and fight. So Shinji gets in this big ass robot and the robot is
and
like
this
a,
is usually
like,
where I get confused.
It's like a living organism or some kind of wacky ass shit. It's called Eva, but hence the Evangelion part. Yeah, that's
sure.
its name. But it's called Eva. Eva 01 or 00? I forget exactly. It's been a couple months since I tripped out of this fucking crazy ass show. You have no idea, man.
I'm starting to get one, and I'm not.
So,
I'm worried.
The first few episodes, Shinji and Eva fight all these big ass monsters, and they kill all these big ass monsters, and
that
it's really good.
Statement.
But every episode, you're like, "Oh fuck, is he gonna beat this kick ass monster?"
Probably
and then
not.
They do kick the monster's ass.
Of course they do.
Gotta resolve.
While that's also going on, there's this like weird chick who's also at the place that. His dad is like the commander of and where he now works as the Eva pilot.
Is it his mom?
No, like this weird girl who like looks like he's her age, but then later on the movie or the TV show, you find out that she's like some kind of genetic modded human and maybe like older than
Cylon.
He is. Not really a Cylon, like a living doll person. You know, like they're alive.
Right.
They're alive, but their body's like, I don't age.
All right.
Because I'm artificial. All
right.
So, she's weird. And you're
cool.
like, she's weird. But he's kicking robot ass. And you're like, this is awesome. Then this other chick shows up. And she's supposed to be, like, German or something. So she shows up and is, like, acting like...
A German?
It's, like, the early to mid-90s when this anime actually came out. So it's kind of very stereotypical. Like, da, I'm a German guy. Ha, 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 ha. I used to fight in the world wars, but now we're not that people anymore, but we're still really violent and good at science.
Cause we are.
Yep. So she's like supposed to be this super smart girl and she's like super charismatic. They go to school. And while Shinji is like the kid who's like, and the other weird girl is that girl who doesn't talk at school ever. And she's even weirder than the other one. This girl who I'm really forgetting her name. So we're going to call her the Germ. The Germ is, like really popular redhead girl who's like, you know, haha, look at me. Haha. And she's also an EVA pilot, just like Shinji, but she's a really good EVA pilot too.
Unlike Shinji.
Well, like been training for a long time, whereas Shinji's kind of just like, we threw you in this suit. Good luck. Have fun.
That's parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not the best parenting.
Apparently.
So they show up, or she shows up to some of the fights with the big ass robots, or the big ass monsters, and Shinji's like, who's this chick? And everyone's like, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe.
But then they find out who she is, and they're like, you know, oh, you're the German girl who's also working in the same kind of like division, but like, you know, the different country division of the same company that my dad works at. That part gets a little lost on me. Anyway.
Most of that sentence was the smartest thing you ever said.
Shinji doesn't get a boner from the weird chick, but Shinji gets a boner from this Germ. Remember the weird chick I was talking to you about?
Yeah, not her.
Shinji doesn't get a boner from her.
No.
No, but gets a boner from the Germ.
Weird.
The German?
Yeah,
her. Okay. So his boner for the German girl is like, oh boy, look at her.
It's the pressed pants and the strict, you know, stern.
I mean, he looks like a nerdy white kid from the 90s. I mean, he looks like he's got, you know, the short sleeve, all white button up, tucked into like blue pants. They're not khakis. They're not jeans. They're just
every Asian school child in an anime.
But then, like, the white socks and, like, you know, the shoes. Yep, exactly. Every anime kid in the 90s, except for Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho, because he decided to make it green instead. Oh, fuck.
He had a uniform. Because the school had a uniform.
No. But his was green, where everyone else's was blue and white.
Because fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Because fuck you, I'm Yusuke Urameshi.
What he said.
Shinji and the girls fight these big ass monsters, and the monsters kind of like what I learned later on in like doing research on this TV show is that for the first few episodes, the company that was making this anime had a sick budget.
Why did you say it like that?
Because for the second half of the episodes, that sick budget ran fucking dry. So you know what they didn't do anymore?
Anything.
Robot fights.
Literally anything.
You got it. It became all
about... It was anime, like, fight jump thingy, like, with the... And then the faces, and then nothing.
It became all about talking and shit.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Then the last real action episode is crazy, because Eva, the little fucking suit, kind of takes over Shinji, almost... And is like driving herself and starts to fucking eat the last monster. Like literally has a mouth in its chest open up and just starts to fucking eat the monster. And you're like, what the fuck am I watching now? This is so crazy.
I feel like I've heard you tell me about this before and it still hurts my brain.
Probably. It's crazy. So the last couple episodes of NGE turn into, that's the acronym that you see online. Glur. Let me push up my glasses. Glur. So,
I hate you so much.
Do you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one of the girls is super depressed and apparently goes into like a fucking coma and can't, go into her EVA unit anymore. So she stops. The other girl starts to like talk to Shinji a little bit.
You know, as you do.
Some crazy shit happens where, like, he kills his father and, you know, he's, like, trying to reason with his existence while the world is ending. And it just gets really fucking weird and you don't really understand it.
Because it's Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Exactly.
And it's Japan in the 90s.
Now, because of the whole thing with the budget, too... A couple years later, they were like, you know what, guys? You guys love Neon Genesis Evangelion so much that we got some more money, and we're going to make the ending that we wanted to really make.
Oh,
and you're like, God. And you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, sick. This is great. Nice.
Cool, bruh.
The ending they make, Rob. Oh, my God. It turns into, like, a sex adventure with the German girl. Like, all of a sudden, they're both, like, naked on a beach, and she's like... Fuck me, Shinji. And he's like, okay. And they start to like, And then, like, a gigantic Eva unit falls out of the sky, and, like, he gets pulled into the... It's the most acid-trippy thing. It makes no fucking sense. Not even because it's an anime, too. Just because it's fucking weird. Like, duh.
So when they said they wanted to make a better ending or another ending, what they meant is...
We dropped some acid, and we forgot some stuff we forgot to tell you.
Here's some shit we did one day.
Yep.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Oops.
You all wanted to see the nudity, right? Just wanted to check. You all wanted to see the nudity.
Now, I mean,
and that's how most of the world got introduced to hentai.
Like Donnie Darko, a shitload of weird people on the internet fucking are balls deep in Neji.
I don't understand those people, and I'm pretty sure I don't understand these people either.
Cult people fucking love their fucking weird ass shit.
I've seen Donnie Darko. The fuck is wrong with you? It's a movie.
I've seen Donnie Darko so many times that I think I understand what's going on. But then I talk to someone who, But then I talk to someone who, like, you know, is a Donnie Darko
person.
I'm gonna back off a little bit.
You know what? I forgot.
Never seen Donnie Darko.
Well,
don't plan on seeing it.
Don't worry. Then you're not really missing out on much, except for Jake Gyllenhaal being a teenager.
It could have been anybody else. I would have liked it just a little bit more.
There are some things anybody I like else. About that movie, like the girl yelling at Donnie Darko's mom saying, "Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion," which is his little sister's dance group.
Truth.
Yep. So, Neon Genesis Evangelion, it starts off a show about big-ass robots with a really sad boy who doesn't like his dad that much, and his dad really doesn't like him that much.
I'm still wondering why he might be a pedophile, but I don't want to get into it.
Because, like, that girl who, like, you don't know how old she is because she's, like, a living doll person.
All right.
You don't know how old she is because she's like a living doll person, right. But apparently him and her have known each other for quite a while.
For time.
Long time.
Long time.
Long.
Love you long
a
time.
A long time. Like they froze her coming. Body for a little while and then rewoke her again later.
That's weird.
Kind of weird. Yeah.
All right. Great.
So like, is he a pedophile? Or is he just like, is she like his lost love from when
he was
younger?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know.
You haven't watched it, so how would you know? Exactly.
I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb and say, barring some sort of future torture adventure, I don't think I'm gonna either. That sounded like a fucking trip.
I'd recommend watching it, if only for the first few episode fight scenes, and to get really fucking stoned and watch that.
How many episodes?
It's a shorty. It's like, let me see. I'm on the 13. Website. It's like a 14 or something episode.
I can't take acid 14 times, Connor. My brain will fucking melt.
Oh, shit. It's actually 26.
Oh, you are trying to fucking destroy me.
Yep. Just kidding. My bad. Oops.
Wow.
Yep.
You watched that for 26 episodes.
Yep. They have money for the first 13. And then that money ran out very quickly.
Animation budget? What's that? I kind of want to watch episode 13 and episode 14 just to get a really good idea.
Like 13's the one where his Eva starts to fucking eat the monster. And then episode 14 is like, you know, boo, 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 boo. We're going to talk this whole time and get all fucking weird on you.
That's fucking great.
Also, remember how I told you they put out like a movie about the end of it?
Sure.
You know what it was called?
Butt sex.
The End of Evangelion. JK, what we gave you wasn't the real ending. Here it is. See, I watched the show and then I watched the end of Evangelion and didn't understand because I was like, why did it end twice? And then I did the research and was like, because they ran out of money and then they redid it. That's why.
Well, they ran out of money and then they did something else.
And then Japan?
Like, it got real weird, man. I'm in my room and I'm like, yeah, big robots. What? Naked chick?
What?
Naked, like,
I mean, I'm not
teenage
mad,
chick. Like,
I'm confused.
What? Japan, you into this shit?
I wanted to watch hentai. All I had to do was go to the hentai PhD.
Like, come on, brother.
She would have told me what to do.
She would tell you what to do. Okay.
Oh, Nina is the hentai PhD. Don't worry. So anyway, the fuck did you do last week, Scott?
Oh, yeah. We always start with me. Let's see.
No. Sometimes we don't start with you. Well, you know what? Even then we do start
we
with
do,
you. You're right.
Yeah, come on.
You're right.
He is right.
My fault.
Skew, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool.
There's not that many people here.
In my head.
Who else do you see?
So many things. So many.
Is one of those things Bruce Willis? Is he dead?
Is he dead, people?
Nah. Although I was watching Friends this past weekend with my girlfriend, and Bruce Willis was in like a few of those episodes.
Oh, sure, because like that.
That was the thing.
He's so 90s, it hurts. So, of course, yeah. He was in that.
And that was back like when he still had like something of hair in the back.
Yeah. Not, yeah, like, it was just, like a weird, this weird, like,
gray
of hair.
Wisp of thing. Yeah.
And dances.
I wasn't mad when he went full bald. I was mad when he went thick neck full bald. That was weird. I was like, whoa, buddy. Whoa. Wowzer.
You look like a thumb, sir.
You're looking like a thumb.
So let's see. I played.
Let's start with the obvious. You played Pokemon.
Did he?
I was going to say,
do you
yes,
know that for
I
sure?
Did. I was building up to that because that would probably be more of a story.
Right. He was building suspense, Connor.
First, then. I'm telling
He's
a word
He's building suspense,
path.
Connor. Let him build the suspense.
You fuckers ruined it.
I'm telling you a word path.
This is oratory
right
here.
Don't we call right that here. A story?
I call it a sentence. Okay.
That too. Tell me one sentence about what you did before Pokemon.
I played my old standby, a Battleborn.
Butt sex. I don't know. Just felt right.
No, that did not happen. Other stuff happened, but not that.
Can I ask a quick question before you continue?
Yeah.
What felt right? Saying butt sex or butt sex?
It also weirds me out that he would have had to imagine the part of me having butt sex with
someone.
I'm going
to go with a soft right? yes. Not a hard yes, just a soft one.
With a soft yes. Yes.
Would you say it's just the tip?
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, like a little, just, like I'm not, yeah.
Also, folks, I feel like it's good to remind you in the 35th episode or, you know.
We're doing this a
Monday,
little bit later
the
than
21st
you.
Of November, 2016. This is a fucking explicit podcast.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. We're doing this a little bit later than usual, yeah. So our filters are even less than what we normally are.
You got it.
No, just humans.
Just humans doing human things.
Imagine, it's Helm's Deep, and there's just everybody's coming.
Fucking nerd. Fucking nerd. And I say that knowing I'm going to talk about Pokemon for like 20 minutes in a second.
I hope you do.
Well, the spice must flow, so continue, Scott.
Is the spice semen?
Oh, man. I tried to get nerdy on you, and Rob got it, but it went over your head, sir.
No.
Continue, Scott. Please, just continue.
Let's see. Play Battleborn for a little bit. Then I
What do you find yourself doing more in Battleborn right now?
Operations right now, okay. Because I get more story stuff and cool. Get to do new story types. I may have found that Toby is the best character ever.
Toby's great.
Just through his.
I'm sorry it took you this long.
They're doing the right thing with his operation. It's basically, I don't know why with Atticus, but you don't get like a separate story each time you play most of the time. Each time, you play with Toby, you get a new part. So there's this one part where, and I'm going to spoil this part, but Reyna is teaching Toby how to not be bullied by the walrus. And it's just, it opens up with Toby like doing like soft insults of like, you're fat, you're ugly, no one will ever love you. And the walrus like saying, I'm going to fucking murder you and all your friends. And then it gets to Toby being angry about Berg. He's being like, wow, you're really a fucking unoriginal dickbag. You stole my suit and didn't even want to create your own. You're fucking worthless. I was like, damn.
Aww. Toby going for the throat.
Tobers.
It's just like you just gently hear the walrus crying in the background.
Oh, God.
it's like, yes, that's the entire humor that I wanted in this entire game. I'm glad that I finally got it. Just watching Toby be a dick to a walrus. It's great. Played a game of Trouble on the Vineyard with my girlfriend.
Was it fun to get into Trouble?
Yeah.
All right.
No, we actually played a game of Trouble.
I understand.
Yeah.
And the theme song for Trouble is
it's fun getting into trouble.
Yeah. So I wanted to know.
I know the
fun.
Theme song, great. But I didn't want my, intonation of the sentence to be confused as dirty.
Didn't matter. I was going to do it anyway. So just give in.
And then, let's see. Oh yeah. I played Pokemon a lot.
Bullshit.
So Pokemon came out on Friday. How many hours do you think you put into it so far?
I mean, I can boot up my game and find out right now.
Don't do that.
Nope. Cause
then we might not hear from you the rest of the
14 hours in right now.
You're what?
I'm at least 13, 14 hours in right now.
All right.
When did it come out?
Friday.
Proud of you.
That's putting a solid amount of time into it. When did you eat?
In between cuddling my girlfriend and watching Friends.
When was the first time you bit the your DS instead of eating?
Oh, I haven't done that.
Good. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
I mean, I chew on the stylus for frustration, okay, but that's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I woke up at 7 a.m. on Friday. I picked up my girlfriend at noon, so that was 5 hours right there. Played another hour and a half in the car once I got on the boat. I played a lot of Pokemon. And for the most part, I'm actually having a challenge with this one, so I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
I haven't gotten to a blackout yet, which a lot of, people who've been playing for 15, 20 years have been complaining about, or like saying, like, this is the first time in forever that I've gotten blacked out in playing Pokemon. And I wanted to say, that's a lie. You've been 21 for a couple of years. You probably got blacked out and played Pokemon.
I'm sure you've done this before. Come on, silly.
But yeah. I mean, there's a good amount of challenge. There aren't gyms. What the fuck is with this Rasta guy?
That's life goals right there.
I don't know. But it's basically the anniversary of like the first Pokemon game. And so there's all these like callbacks to Kanto and all these classic Pokemon and there's this weird like cousin of Professor Oak's. His name's Samson Oak. He's got sunglasses, a Hawaiian t-shirt, a mullet. Looks like he smoked way too much weed and like Professor Oak had given up.
Fair enough.
And then they have these things called trials where basically it's kind of like a gym battle, but you go against each type of Pokemon and there's this totem Pokemon that has super amped up stats. So there's this one that's a grass type and they call in another partner Pokemon to team up with it, which basically makes it a spam bot because basically it uses a move that allows you to use super powerful moves every turn. And then it just became a pain in the ass to deal with that bullshit. Luckily, I've gotten past that. I'm on the third out of maybe four or five islands. I have no idea. There's still probably a ton of story and stuff I haven't seen.
Is there a, like, antagonist team, kind of like there was Team Rocket, obviously, and Team Flame,
team
or
Butt-Sex.
Flare, or whatever the fuck that was in X and Y?
It's Team Butt
There
Sex.
Are two antagonist teams.
It's team Butt-Sex. CS, Rob?
There are
team
two BS. Seemingly antagonist teams. There's Team Skull, who are basically all their grunts are rhyming and wearing bandanas and talking shit, and then I beat the shit out of them. And then there's the Aether Foundation. And they're just a creepy cult.
Can you give me an example of their talking shit rhymes?
Like they try to use Pokemon attack. I can't do rhymes.
Yeah, but I feel like there's one that had to have stood out to you. Like
were just all dumb. And then whenever they rhyme, I'm just like, you're dumb.
I really wanted to be able to picture this. It's unfortunate. Okay.
Imagine the white rappers who come into our store.
White boy.
Continue.
Imagine I'm dropping sick beats.
Nope.
And now you have
stop it. Stop it.
That was as bad as it was.
What else?
And then
I'm
there's...
sorry I asked. I wish.
You wish that I would have rapped?
No, I just wanted to know if, like, I wanted to hear one of the, like, I didn't want you to rap. I just wanted to hear, like, one of the rhymes because I wanted to get an idea. And now I'm picturing something totally awful and it's not, it's ruining it. And that's okay, but. It's disappointing.
Yeah, so it's Team Skull.
I'm imagining stitches.
You don't know, now you know.
And then there's this thing called the Aether Foundation. They're researching wormholes. They're trying to make a Pokemon paradise for shit. And then they're just a giant cult.
Is the Pokemon paradise for people, or is this Pokemon paradise for Pokemon?
They say... At one point, we want to protect all Pokemon and people and have them live in harmony. Be really great if you didn't live in a creepy James Bond-esque villain island in the middle of an ocean.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's living on that island. Then.
And given like a crazy eyes whenever you speak about this thing. there's a lot of acid probably being drawn in, like drinking a lot of Kool-Aid. But there's, for the game, there's the right amount of balance of challenge versus like not challenging.
Okay. Okay.
I just need to figure out how I'm going to build my team so that I'll actually be able to fight and take on the Elite Four appropriately.
Okay.
I have a good mixture. I just need to get a good mixture of moves and not have everyone on my team be slow as fucking shit.
Is it an Elite Four or are there more than four?
So the plot point of the game is the Elite Four hasn't been built yet. So you're going around building the Elite Four.
Okay.
And finding the strongest trainers. And then once that happens. Also, the professor, for some reason, has like, he wears his lab coat open with like no shirt. And he wears a Mexican wrestler mask occasionally.
I really didn't think you were going to say shirt there, but yeah, okay.
What are you thinking?
He's got no pants on. His dick is just hanging around. It's got a fish jumping all over it because it thinks it's a worm.
No, he wore Lucha Libre gear in this.
Yeah, he's a pro wrestler.
I'm just like, all right, you Rey Mysterio motherfucker.
Good shit. Good shit.
But overall, I'm going to sink so much time into this game until next week when I'm going to sink so much time into this game and then Final Fantasy 15.
How's Growlithe doing? Is he in there yet?
No, Arcanine, they haven't turned on the transfer method, so my Arcanine is not over there yet.
Just sitting and waiting.
He's just sitting, waiting with his paws crossed, waiting to just full on murder things. Because that's what he does. He just goes over and murder paws.
He's a mass murderer.
Yeah. I have a Max.
It's cute though.
He's filling the fire gap right now.
Okay. Okay.
He's got some good mixture. You got fun type moves. You got your fire moves. You got your poison moves. And I think I taught him psychic as well because fuck it. I'll teach him psychic. Also, there are these things called Z moves, which are like overkill moves so that are specific to certain Pokemon.
Yeah.
So there's one for Snorlax. Which is hilarious. And then,
ding.
Yeah, he just wakes up and murders things.
Yeah, like he wakes up and sumo slams something. And Snorlax is a big dude.
Yeah,
true. I don't know if you ever caught him during Go.
Yeah, no, he's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
No.
He's 6'11 no, like and weighs 1,000 pounds.
Yep. He's like a fucking car.
But he's
a gigantic thing called Snorlax.
Yeah. Thing.
He's good.
Sleepy eyes.
He's a good friend. I got that, and I got the little grass owl as a beginner. As a starter, and then I evolved him into a giant grass owl that now shoots arrows, but is slow, which seems the antithesis of what I would imagine an archer to be.
Slow?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, they could be slow, but they could be precise.
Sometimes he's precise. Other times he misses 5 attacks in a row.
Fair enough.
Which totally pissed me off.
All right.
Does Ray have green Nas in his car? Yeah,
he's green. Nas. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Why not?
Oh shit!
All right. Well, yeah,
I recommend Pokemon.
You got Sun. You said right because you like daytime stuff. That's right.
I like daytime stuff, and I'm gonna fight daytime things.
I'm probably gonna get Moon. I don't know when. It's gonna happen.
I'm gonna have a good team by Christmas time and be ready to battle my good friend Rob Huey.
Cool.
I will say that this won't be a time that I start playing Pokemon.
That's fine, because that means you got to buy a 3DS, too.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
Pokemon Go's okay, because you got a phone that already works.
Yeah, but I don't know.
No, I understand.
No.
Back when Pokemon Go was a thing, though.
Yeah.
Do you know that people still think it's a thing?
Yeah.
People still think that's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Well, I mean, it's still a thing. Like, it still exists,
It's,
Why
are you doing it?
Yeah.
That was a flash in the pan, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the match, you know, like it ignites really nicely and it's nice and bright and then it just slow burns the rest of the way.
No, I'm not saying that I wasn't on that hype train. Like, I thought it was going to be great. And then I was like, oh.
But then it wasn't that great.
Then it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Then it was dog shit. It wasn't dog shit. It was just the same. Same way as No Man's Sky was great for you the first couple of weeks. And then it just leveled off. Division was okay the first couple of weeks, and it just leveled off.
Man, this is
things tend to level off.
This has been the year of Connor throwing his money into just a dumpster and burning it. Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking stupid.
Scott invests in games he knows he'll like.
Yeah,
Uncharted 4, great game. Batman: A Telltale Series episode 4 comes out tomorrow. Yeah. Really excited about that.
Yeah.
The Joker's going to be in it.
The risk reward is pleasant. Like, I will play some shit to understand that it was shit. I will regret it because that was money. But I don't mind. Like, I will, for all the shit I play, I will play a decently fun game.
See, No Man's Sky, though, I would have been cool paying $20 for it instead of $60.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
If you hadn't lied to me with your fucking stupid face.
Division. I would have waited till now and picked up the Division and gotten all of the fucking extra content.
Cunts.
For like $40. Makes no sense. All right.
Because fuck you, Connor.
Well, Rob?
What
the fuck did you do last week?
So, I will say that for some of the week, I took a little break from video games. I was, you know, RNG was pissing me off. Didn't really want to play a full-on FPS. Like, Battlefield 1 is a lot of fun.
But you weren't really feeling it at
the
time.
I just didn't want to, if I was going to go in, I wanted to go in and make sure that I was fucking doing all right. And since I hadn't played in a couple days, I knew I was going to fucking die a little bit, and that was going to piss me off. I was like, I'm not in the mood for that. I don't want to be annoyed. But it would have been fine. But I didn't. Sorry, Connor. I wasn't pausing. I was trying not to burp in the mic. I just want to make it, just want you to know.
You like fucking Barack Obama sometimes. Sometimes I do pauses. And, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but Dana Carvey has a really good Netflix special, and he does a really good Barack Obama impression. Yeah. Where he's like, he starts to read as if Barack Obama was reading a children's story.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill went, up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Yeah. Connor, here's the thing. I was just waiting for every word. I was sitting there. I was like, what's he going to say?
Bated breath.
Oh my God, what is he going to say?
Okay.
Scott, what is he going to say?
I don't know.
Good. So anyway,
7 days to die. That you got calipers.
So shut up. So I fucking.
He's kind of spoiling yours. Like I.
He literally wasn't here, and he just. I love this kid. He fucking. So I was doing some other stuff. I started listening to podcasts again. Like
yeah.
Like I had stopped for a little while. When you make them, like I listen to ours, but then I don't really. Hadn't really made time to listen to anything else.
My whole thing with podcasts, too, I almost feel like they're like TV show episodes where it's like, well, got to catch up and listen to everything in between.
Right.
And in my head right now, it's like,
sometimes
dude,
I
that's
wait.
Been like a year and a half. Are you fucking high? Like,
sometimes I want to wait. Sometimes no.
To be fair,
off.
Yes.
Well, most of the time, yeah. But.
So, a buddy, a friend of ours, I was traveling to our place of work with him, and he was listening to a podcast called The Greatest Generation. It is a podcast where
it's all about people from the 50s.
No. It's a podcast where these dudes sit down and they're rewatching Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay.
And they do a podcast about each episode. And it's surprisingly fucking great.
There's a few different ones like that. Yeah. Like, are you an X-Files fan?
The Kumail one.
I never saw it when it was out, and I just haven't started. I feel like it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna be happy to have done it, but I just have never started.
So two things. One, Kumail Nanjiani does a podcast he calls the X-Files Files.
Yeah.
Same thing. Goes through every episode of the X-Files and recaps it.
Yeah.
Also, it's a little insane, because the X-Files is like, I don't know how many seasons, like,
seven at least,
it's,
right?
It's like, it goes 10. More than that. It's like 10
or
11.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, it's seven at least.
It gives you a good catalog of episodes for your podcast.
It's 10 or 11 during the generation where they were making TV show episodes, like pumping them out, and you could put like 30 episodes per season. So there's a lot of fucking episodes to get through, and they're all an hour long.
Right.
Ooh. And it's the 90s too, so you're just like, oh my God, this would have been fixed so much quicker with technology nowadays. Holy shit.
Yep. Holy shit.
So anyway.
No, so with that, I decided to, I started rewatching The Next Generation.
Okay. Oh.
With them a little bit, like watching along. Like, so I'll give you an example. For season one is, for anybody who's ever watched, if you haven't watched, who the fuck are you?
Hi, I'm Connor. I haven't never watched The Next Generation, really? With the exception of like, what was going on when I was a toddler? When it was on TV.
What?
I was more into, Sliders.
Ah, gross. Gross.
Quantum Leap.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go with Quantum Leap. That was the best. But that's fine. So there's a character. There's an episode where there's a character who is a overbearing, evil bitch of a woman. And listening to them, like, just like, so they have a thing with their podcast where they have a veto. They can veto one episode in a season. That's it. Each of them gets one.
When you say veto, like, they don't have to talk
about
it? They're
not going
to
watch
it.
They
just skip it.
Like, we're skipping that episode. Fuck that fucking episode.
Okay.
So, the guy, this was an episode where she was, like, the central character. So, and it happens apparently a lot. So, he vetoed this episode. The other dude overrid his veto using his own veto, so they had to watch it anyway. And it was really great. They just bitched the whole time. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, watching the season. It was a good time. Had a lot of fun. But finally, did start playing a video game. What do you think it was, Connor?
Pokemon.
Nope. Proud of you though. Good try.
Doom. You finished Doom.
God, I need to.
You finished Firewatch.
Bioshock.
No, I know it wasn't Bioshock because I would have been here helping him record it.
That would have been done. Yeah.
Was it 7 days to die, Rob?
It was.
Okay.
So I was still on the hunt for calipers and I worked today. I forget where it was. I think day 49. So that I waited through the next week. Came home today, got through the day 56 horde. So the sixth horde? Nope. Math is hard.
Math is hard, yes.
Yeah. Sixth horde. Eighth horde.
Yeah.
Eighth horde night. Okay. Got it.
It's your eighth horde night.
Yeah. It didn't go well. There was a lot of zombies. I didn't have a lot of bullets and things, which wasn't fun, but managed it. Got through. Nothing fell apart. We're all good. And went on the hunt for those calipers. And as you arrived, Connor, you saw I opened a chest and finally got the calipers.
He did, folks. He got the calips. They're so ers.
What this means now, I'm very excited. I'm going to go and I'm going to make a bunch of fucking bullets. Because this whole time I've been collecting brass and just haven't been able to turn brass into bullets. It's fucking annoying when you have guns but no bullets. I'm going to do that. It's going to be great. And then I'm going to build. Right now I have my little base where stuff is, building a farm, have a nice little farm growing, just started growing coffee.
Cool.
Is it in the country?
No, I mean, yeah, a little bit. It's sort of like, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's like, the building was like an old information center for like a campsite place. So, it's in the country. Sure.
Are they good beans?
The wilderness. Right now, the yield for coffee growth is one plant will give me two coffee beans. I started with one. We're not really into coffee yet. We're trying to, you know, get enough plants growing that we get a few more, math happens. But, the coffee makes it so that my stamina doesn't go down. Keeps my stamina stoked because I get all excited because, you know, coffee.
Yeah.
Keeps me warm too because it's coffee.
Hype.
Yeah, right?
Coffee hype.
Hype. So yeah, no, having a lot of fun, making a farm, doing that. But what I'm going to do now that I have time and bullets, really it's the bullets. It means I don't have to go fucking scavenge and look for fucking calipers.
Are you going to shoot things?
I'm going to, but what I'm going to do, since I have my little main base that keeps me fine during the non-horde nights, it's whatever. It's just every night, whatever. They beat on the wall a little bit, I shoot them in the face, it's whatever. I'm going to build a horde night fucking death trap, and it's going to be great. I'm going to dedicate my life to horde night death trap.
That sounds like it should be a movie.
Yep.
Horde Knight Death Trap.
Horde Knight Death Trap. You are free to use it. I require at least a little bit of credit in the credits, please. Thank you. Tiny bit.
A little bit of credit in the credits.
In the credits. Yeah. So yeah, that's great. I'm excited to get to go do that. Other than that, not a lot played. I did play a little bit of mobile stuff, but it was more to, you know, use my brain a little bit work related. I played some coding games on the old iOS.
Cool.
Sort of make my brain work again. So that'll be fun. It wasn't a lot of fun. I mean, coding's fun, but gaming and coding are not, I don't know. Feels weird. Feels like I have to be too smart.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that,
think about doing things.
I don't want to be, I don't want to think. Still a little bit of Twitch, but a little less this week. It's Twitch. If there's not something interesting to watch, then fuck off.
Twitch.
And like with 7 Days to Die Twitch, I what it is now, like it's not interesting to watch the Alpha 15 7 Days to Die streams only because
it's one of those things where it's like, I want that.
Yeah, it's not new anymore. I'm just like, I fucking want it and I don't have it. It sucks. Like, so I'd rather And finding someone who's streaming an Xbox One stream, like, fuck you. That ain't gonna happen.
Fuck you, Thunder.
You can suck my dick. So. Watched a little bit of Watch Dogs 2, like we're watching right now, and we were talking about it before the stream. I don't know. I'm not. I got pulled into the hype for Watch Dogs 1, and it was a pile of dog shit. I mean, it was okay.
It wasn't,
It was okay.
I don't think it was a pile of dog shit. I just think it wasn't what I...
Yeah, it wasn't what it promised to be.
Yes.
And...
It looked turned into a very sloppy GTA clone.
Yeah. And the second one looks better. Cleaned up a little bit.
Much more cleaned up.
But I don't know.
It knows what it wants to be, but right. I can't tell whether or not, because I'm not playing it, if it right. if it is living up to its own expectations.
The one thing that I've noticed from watching Mr. Ray Nervais Jr. play this game is that from watching it, I can't judge the scale of the game.
Probably.
And it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, usually, you know, you watch enough of it, you can see, like, but I can't figure, like, how big this environment is, and that's confusing to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, that's what I've been doing. It's what I've been doing.
Neat.
Can't believe you'd never watch TNG. You're the worst person. Just don't understand you.
Fuck you, man.
That's fair.
Watch BSG.
I mean, yeah, that's a great show.
Have you watched Stargate?
Yeah, dude. Yes,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
SG-1's really good. I also watched Atlantis because I was like... unemployed for a significant chunk of time, and Atlantis was on TV at the time, and I was like, oh, watch... Oh, my God, this is great.
All the shit he made, the TV movies, all of it. All of it. SG-1. Yeah. So good. It was so cheesy.
Yeah, it really was cheesy.
What definitely the 1994 Stargate movie with fucking... what is it? Dennis Quaid?
Was it Dennis Quaid?
As a fucking...
I think it was Dennis Quaid, yeah.
As a... What's his fucking name?
I'm spacing so hard, too, because I've been watching so much...
Colonel Buttsex.
Yeah, sure. What's his Colonel Buttsex. Name? Yep, that's exactly what his name is. Nope, that's it.
Whatever happened to Dennis Quaid?
I don't know. Consult the IMDb.
IMDb.
I feel like Dennis Quaid is either dead or doing massive amounts of cocaine.
He's probably not dead. I feel like we would have heard if he was dead.
Yeah,
and
sure
he's probably
he
not
cocaine.
Doing cocaine. He probably did cocaine.
Yeah,
though, right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's there was a time. It was the 80s.
Probably not currently doing cocaine, no.
Cocaine?
Cocaine.
But otherwise, Connor, that is all that I did. If you'd like to share with the world
wonderful.
The things that you have done.
So my erect...
Gross.
Penis from space. that boner from space that I had last week.
Jesus.
I still have it.
All right.
Yep. So I played Mass Effect.
Fatly Adami.
Finished Mass Effect. We're getting there.
All right.
Played Mass Effect. Finished Mass Effect.
Mass Effect? Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect Una.
In.
The racist,
crime,
racist bitch is dead. Fuck you, Ashley. Rex was saved. And, was there anything else important that I did? Save the Arachni Queen.
No, that's about it.
That's all the important shit. Oh, save the council. Save the council.
Oh.
Did not let the council die. Save the council. Because Paragon, whatever. Who gives a fuck? So, started Mass Effect 2. Went, you know what? I'm going to tweak my character's physical appearance a little bit. Now,
you get
I don't
into.
Think you guys understand what I say when I mean I want to make my character into a nightmare.
This is when I wish we had show notes.
Yeah, I really wish we had show notes, too.
Well, you can
you
add
have
an image into our podcast notes.
Did you post it to Instagram? Like our Instagram?
Yes, I posted it to my Instagram. My Instagram, guys, is ConorVor. That's ConorVor3. I posted a picture there of what I made my Shepard.
Now that you're talking about it, you should post it there, too. You should. It's be great. They'll love it.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to post it on our Insta, which is turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com. So I told you, I named my characters after typically Game of Thrones Targaryens. So most of my characters are named Rhaegar. So I named this guy Rhaegar Shepherd.
Are there other Targaryens other than the Game of Thrones ones?
There's the West Hollywood Targaryens.
I just want to make sure.
There are some other Targaryen, like the word, like... Not spelled the exact same way, but there's other Targaryen stuff
right.
that comes up.
See,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. So I'm going to post him there, but his name's Rhaegar Shepherd.
He's fucking
and,
great.
And I play with his face a little bit, and he looks good. He looks really good.
I'm waiting
having
for
a conversation with this person would be difficult.
So it's great because he has the standard Shepherd
looks.
So you should have gone for the classic Rhaegar look, but named him Rhaegar.
No, like, I typically, like, one, if I'm going through a serious playthrough in a video game, I'll absolutely get, like, make him serious. I'll give him white long hair and purple eyes and make him Rhaegar fucking Targaryen. No. I played Mass Effect so many times that I am just making a nightmare. So I made his eyes as wide apart as I could. Yeah, and them as raised as I could. And his mouth is as close to his nose as it could possibly be. And his nose is down. And his mouth is sunken inward, but his eyes are popping out of their fucking sockets. It's great.
I don't know where to look.
I don't feel like you heard my joke.
Please continue. We'll say it one more time.
Rhaegarth. As in Wayne's World.
I get you. I heard that, but yeah, didn't.
Make him look like Garth.
It didn't phase. Yeah, sorry.
Good old Rhaegarth.
Jokes are funny when they're funny.
So we're going to call that Connor's.
Sis. He kind of looks like Andrew Ryan when I saw him the first time.
That broken face. I gave him like a pencil mustache too, so it looks like he's about to fucking rape somebody. Oh. Sorry if that triggered anybody. Sorry. My bad. I apologize, but he does not look like a good dude.
He's a badass motherfucker.
You describe it any other way. Do it.
Yeah. So. Wow. It's literally just Connor's broken face. That's all it says. So anyway.
That's great.
Started playing Mass Effect 2. I forgot a couple things about Mass Effect 2. One, they really streamline going to other planets. You go to a planet, it is a quick scripted event, done. It's not land, fart around for 30 minutes in the Mako, and then show up at the place where you're supposed to be. It has to land and just do it. So instead of the Mako 2, it has you fucking launch probes, the anal variety, at the planet that you're trying to do.
Yeah, I just let that butt sex joke just go this time, sorry. Yeah.
It's just B-U-T-T-S-E-C-K-S. Butt sex.
Butt sex.
So, the butt sex is strong with this one. So, we've...
Name of the episode.
That's going to cause anal bleeding.
We've been traveling around space a little bit. We've already fought the collectors once or twice.
Caden been a dick to you yet?
Yeah, Caden was already fucking... I was like, Caden, but I'm doing good. And he's like, fuck you, no, Cerberus is bad. And I'm like, but you're not listening to the whole story, Caden.
But you're being a dick.
And he walks away and you're like, but fuck you, Caden. Go back to the Alliance, jackass.
I don't think I would sound like that.
My shepherd is very petty. Yeah. My shepherd is as petty as some people I know in real life.
Look at his face.
Yeah.
So you?
Yeah. No, I'm not that petty. Don't worry. Me personally, I'm not that petty. But I can play a petty character on TV. That's for sure. It's been a really good time because I also did, like you, get kind of sick of playing a first person shooter just like nonstop.
I don't know. I just was like, eh.
I'm still way into Titanfall. Sure. I will still play it. I really want to go through and start playing other Titans too, like the Ronin, which is the sword one. But he's like got no armor, so he's like really squishy.
He's got to be like, you got to be fast. You got to be murderous.
No, he's really fast. Don't get me wrong. He's quick. He has this phase shift thing too, which is like basically going into the upside down for a split second to like avoid shots and then coming back to the real world.
Stab you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay up. Stay up.
Stay up. Did you get grunt yet?
Got grunt. Woke up grunt. Everyone was like, don't wake up grunt. And I'm always like, chill. He's fine. I wake up grunt. And then grunt's always cool. That's chill.
I thought he choked you out the first moment.
Well, he like pins you to the wall and he's like, human, male, name. And you're like, I'm Shepard. What the fuck's yours? He's like, I don't know. I was asking you.
Oh.
And then, you know, you become BFFs with Grunt. But.
Voiced by Steve Blum.
Yes, that is true. So, got Grunt, got Jack, got Jacob, got Miranda, got Tali, got Garrus, got
Morden.
Got Thalon, Jack.
Thane.
Have not gotten Thane yet. Have not gotten
like a fucking serial killer.
Legion yet.
Stacking them up.
Samara?
I'm collecting them. I'm going to collect them, Robert.
Samara.
I got Samara recently. Samara's cool. My team is always Garrus Vakarian and insert some other biotic person.
Other fucking person.
Yep. And all I show up, and now that it's Mass Effect 2 and it's the combat system that I like, I literally just run around and start throwing throw balls at people, just like, woo! And I love Mass Effect 2 and 3 because you can angle shit too, so you can start, like, throw it to, like, the left of the character, and it'll actually loop around and hit them and throw them to the right. It's fucking awesome. Bless you.
Thank you.
If you guys heard the sneeze, Rob just sneezed, so gesundheit. I'm watching, this is so creepy, Ray is like voyeuring into this person's life in this fucking video game.
I wanted to point out that this is a time in my life when I realized that digitally rendered yoga pants are weird.
Yoga pants in general are weird.
But like, I'm not saying I dislike them in real life.
Ray,
I'm just saying.
Ray is watching this one character in Watch Dogs 2 and is like watching them through their laptop where they're playing music and doing like dance videos.
And he's fucking with the shit in the room. It's great.
It's so fucking funny. He is making her so mad. Yeah, those pants are really weird.
It's weird.
But Mass Effect 2 is good. I'm like about halfway through, you could say. So I got a few more things to do and then we're almost good with that. Now, let's see what else. I've still been watching Battlestar Galactica. We are at Fatly Adama.
Fatty!
My favorite thing is the jump where it's like 1 year later after they landed on this planet and you see Lee Adama and he's like got a fistful of fucking peanuts.
He ate Lee Adama.
Oh, he ate, yeah. Lee Adama ate two Lee Adamas and then became Fatly Adama. But it's hilarious because you see him and he's like shoving his face full of chips and all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, the Cylons are here. Dad, we gotta leave. And they leave.
That was so uneventful.
And they leave.
And they leave.
Well, they do.
They do. You're not wrong.
Because he's just like, sit down, we gotta go.
And there's like this weird, like, I mean, we're gonna come back.
Bill Dama's like, I'm not gonna leave. Dad, we gotta leave. I'm not. Dad, we can't win. You're right. We gotta leave. And then they leave. And they come back later. And it's dark. Yeah. It's very eventful when you watch it. I'm trying not to spoil too much. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's good. It's also the first time. Yeah. Is she dead?
Who?
At that point?
Who?
The captain of the Pegasus.
Oh, yeah.
That's who Lee ate.
You meet the Pegasus. So, like, those are some of my favorite fucking, there's least favorite episodes, is when you meet the Pegasus, and you find out that the commander of the Pegasus has been, like,
crazy.
She's nuts, dude. Like, they found out that one of the Cylons was in, like, part of the crew. So what they did is they locked her in a room, and then, like, tortured and raped her.
Talk about being triggered.
Yeah, triggered. And then she found a whole bunch of civilian ships, stripped all the civilian ships, recruited crew members who were important, and left the rest of them to die.
Whoops.
Hey, the Cylons are coming. You guys don't have any faster than light drives anymore. Peace.
Whoops.
You guys actually don't have any engines anymore either, so bye.
I made the mistake of looking at your Instagram.
It's a good one. It's
fucking great.
It's a good one.
Such a derp.
Now, I'm really excited for Battlestar Galactica to be over because I really like this show and I like the whole story as a whole thing. It's really cool. I am not going to watch Caprica again.
No, I have never wanted to go back and watch that. I enjoyed it. Then it took a fucking leap off the cliff.
Well, my whole thing with Caprica was it was more or less just a mob show version of mob show set in the Battlestar Galactica world.
Yeah.
And it wasn't interesting to me, really, because of that. The coolest part of that was probably New Cap City.
That was the coolest part.
New Cap City is just a VR game.
I watched it for New Cap City.
New Cap City is cool. That's it. Yeah. Like a weird film noir in New Cap City.
That had an interesting aspect. New Cap City, so it's a VR type game you go into and but the New Cap City itself had an interesting aspect that I've never seen like fully pulled off in a game, but maybe it's just a game I've never played, where you have one life.
Yeah.
When you die, never again. There's never again.
Yep.
And that was crazy to me.
And that's like, how they made the stakes really high on that too, which was cool, but
yeah.
Didn't really want to go back to it ever.
No.
Don't want to go back to it ever.
Like, I got what I needed out of it.
Alessandra Torresani, the girl who plays the Cylon girl, is a really cute girl.
Yeah.
Now, she's like, guaranteed, she's like 16 or 17 when that show came out, but now she's not, and she's really cute still. So. Right.
Good
for her. So, I still haven't seen Blood and Chrome. Have you seen Blood and Chrome? That was like a movie that came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I probably have. I don't remember specifically.
It's like Bill Adama is a kid in the first Cylon. Not a kid, but like a fresh recruit in the first Cylon War.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It fills in some other parts of the story. Like, it closes some gaps. It's not bad.
Cool.
I wouldn't say the actor who plays young Bill Adama is great, but
I mean, you can't be James Edward Olmos.
I mean, you can really try to look like him and try, but you're bad at it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Just can't do it. Bad at it.
So, moving on. Let's talk about some news.
Schnooze.
So we'll start with something mobile game. Nintendo finally told us when Super Mario Run is coming out on iOS.
And I don't care.
Now, they told us a few things. Not only the date, which is December 15th.
Yeah.
But also the price. It's $10.
And that's why I don't care.
This is a $10 game. There's a free version of the game too, I think they said, but like, I don't think it gives you full access to the game.
You're a fucking size, you're jumpy sky scroller. Why is it $10?
I don't know, man.
Jesus. Because you can charge $10 because it's Mario and people will pay that.
He's right.
I'm not wrong.
A free version will allow players the chance to check out all three modes in the title. So
you probably get like a starter level.
Trial mode, starter levels or something like that. That's it. I'm less interested now than I was when they talked about it during the conference.
I'm not saying that I wasn't interested then. I was intrigued. I thought it would be fun. But I don't fucking care.
Yeah, man, that's the point I'm trying to get at.
Don't care.
I thought it was interesting, but I don't. Yeah, now it's like...
$10, you can suck...
Bang.
Damn. Ray is hacking satellites.
That's really cool. You weren't able to do that in the first game.
Nope.
He's like looking at some guy in Berlin, da.
Da.
Moving on. It was not really announced... Kind of in rumor news, it seems like Apple is weighing digital glasses for augmented reality, kind of following the success of Pokemon Go and other
things.
What?
I don't care about virtual reality at this point in time.
Well, I mean,
this wouldn't be virtual reality.
This would be augmented reality. This would be mixed media reality. Yeah. So, I mean, this is the stuff this is like the cool stuff that you can kind of do just in the comfort of your own home.
The stuff that enhances the informational world around you.
Yeah. This is HoloLens, but fucking Apple doing it. It's going to be a million times better than HoloLens ever would be.
I hope so.
Yeah, I really hope so too.
I hope so. Because I thought Google was going to do a good job with Google Glass, and then that fucking was
that became like a pretentious piece of shit glass. Yeah. Pretentious piece of shit glass. It should be interesting. I'm hoping that it comes out really nice too. If it's anything like the Apple Watch was a really cool style accessory. So I think these would also be very stylish too.
Yeah.
While also having some pretty neat things in there. Like I'm imagining it just having like built-in earpods.
Yep.
So it hooks up and just plugs you in right to audio too. I'm imagining too that it can do kind of like a transparent, translucent thing. Where if you want to watch a video, it can just superimpose it over whatever you're looking at.
No. That's too much. I want it.
Yeah. I want to see what it is first. WWDC, 3 years. Give it to you guys.
You're welcome.
Battlefield update is now allowing private servers.
Oh.
So you can actually rent a server. And then, have Battlefield host it. You're just paying Battlefield some money or DICE or EA, whoever the fuck.
Get 64 of your closest friends together.
Yeah, exactly. And you can play with 64 of your closest friends or just, if you're a streamer, there's your perfect like party stream.
Right. You got your followers.
Hey, all you guys in the chat, come in. This is the follower subscriber pool.
You're just here fucking time.
Yeah. So,
smart. I like it.
It's a smart idea. I think their update also did a couple other things too. I didn't really pay attention too much to like exactly what it was doing because I still don't have Battlefield 1.
Do it.
I mean, I'm probably going to do it on Black Friday because Black Friday is having tons of deals.
Black Friday.
Whether it's inside the Xbox app itself or like at a physical store like Target, Best Buy, everyone's having sales.
Sales.
Like Titanfall 2 and a lot of them is like $35. Battlefield 1 I've seen as low as $35 too, which is like almost half off. So hell yes.
Hells yes, bitch.
Hells yes, bitch. Next, the game award nominees were announced. All the
these
stuff
aren't
a couple
actual
categories.
Awards, right? They're like fake categories.
No,
what fucking
them,
awards
some
aren't
of them
fake
are,
categories?
Does someone actually get to vote on these?
I don't know exactly where you do to vote.
Voting doesn't make it real either.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, like, the Academy votes. No one gets to vote for those movies. That's why it was so
the
white.
The Academy Awards aren't real either.
Yeah. So, Game of the Year. Up for that are games such as Uncharted 4, Titanfall 2, Overwatch, Inside, and Doom.
Only two of those games should count on a Game of the Year list.
What do you mean?
Why?
I don't know if Titanfall 2 would count on that list, or because I haven't played it or anything like that. I've only played Uncharted 4
on that list.
So what you're telling me, what you're telling me is that
you said it's good, right?
Its ability to be on that list is whether or not you fucking played it?
No.
So Pokemon, fucking, Fire Emblem and Uncharted 4. Game of the Year.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of diversity among those titles.
So Uncharted 4, that's your action-adventure. Titanfall 2, first-person shooter. Overwatch, your team-based shooter.
Yeah.
Inside, a side-scroller 3D story game.
Fucking
and
cool-ass
Doom,
game.
A first-person...
Another FPS,
But arguably an FPS on steroids, that one. That's kind of like a smattering of all different categories. They're not going to throw on fucking penis jousting, which I'm going to talk
about
a little bit.
I'll give you, those are some pretty generic categories.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But what else came out this year that's actually come out yet?
Not a lot of good ones. Best Game Direction, Blizzard Entertainment for Overwatch, DICE for Battlefield, ID for Doom, Naughty Dog for Uncharted 4, and Respawn for Titanfall 2. Best Narrative.
So it's a big old circle jerk.
Firewatch, Inside, Mafia 3, Oxenfree,
really?
Uncharted 4.
Mafia 3?
Best Art Direction, Abzu, Firewatch, Inside, Overwatch, Uncharted 4. There's also Music Sound Design, Best Performance, and that's for VAs, voice actors. Like they have for Best Performance, Alex Hernandez as Lincoln Clay, Sissy Jones as Delilah in Firewatch. Emily Rose as Elena in Uncharted 4. Nolan North as Nathan Drake in Uncharted 4. Rich Sommer as Henry in Firewatch. And Troy Baker as Sam Drake in Uncharted 4. It's a pretty Uncharted 4 heavy category right there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Firewatch. Yeah. Firewatch is in like every fucking category, which I don't get.
It's going to get something.
Creative artwork.
Still haven't got back.
Oxenfree, I think, is better than that.
What is that?
Best indie game.
Oxenfree is a horror-based story game. Kids at summer camp.
Best independent game, Firewatch, Hyper Light Drifter, Inside, Stardew Valley, The Witness. Honestly, The Witness or Inside should win that. Actually, Stardew Valley is really popular.
Yeah.
Really popular. Best VR, Batman Arkham VR, Eve Valkyrie, Job Simulator, Res Infinite, There's a lot of other ones, too, like best action-adventure game, best RPG, best fighting game, best strategy game.
Hey, it's the internet.
Game,
you want to know what they
sports,
are? Go fucking look.
Best multiplayer. We got Battlefield 1, Gears of War 4, Overcooked, which I've never even heard about. Overwatch, Titanfall 2, Rainbow Six Siege. Here we go. Here's the hype category. Most anticipated game. God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Mass Effect Andromeda, Red Dead Redemption 2, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I feel like they're being unfair. The most anticipated game of the fucking year was No Man's Sky. But then there's got to be a side category. Most letdown.
Is there? I'm like looking. No, it's like best esports team, best esports game, best esports player. You know, whatever. So, there's a lot in there, but that's December 1st. That's going to be on Spike, I want to say.
Spike
or
TV.
Online. Maybe just online.
Birth?
Maybe also on Spike. Birth, yeah.
Birth?
Probably Birth.
Twitch, probably.
Twitch, purpley, yep. Twitch, hyperbole.
Twitch, hyperbole.
So, Game Awards, great.
Great, super.
Now, Scott, I texted you this news as soon as I saw it. Persona 5 has been delayed until April. When was that originally supposed to come out? Did you say February?
Valentine's Day.
It's supposed to be Valentine's Day, so they pushed it back 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
They pushed it back 2 months. I don't understand the need to push back a game for localization. They should have recorded all the lines beforehand and all that stuff. I don't know what they're adding. The thing that pissed me off more is that they were allegedly going, they say, oh, and plus we're giving you free DLC. We're giving you the Japanese language track as well. Bitch, it's Japanese. Just give it as an option within the game. Don't be a douchebag.
Yeah, whatever. Ouch. I mean,
you don't have to charge for everything.
It's, what does it say? It's April 4th. So it's not even a full 2 months pushback to. My favorite is that the article on Polygon just says in its subtitle, RIP Valentine's Day. Whatever.
RIP.
Let's see. Next thing. So Dungeons and Dragons kind of is your go-to as far as fantasy tabletop role-playing game.
Sure.
There's
others.
Younger cousin slash brother or whatever of D&D called Pathfinder.
Yep.
Pathfinder is extremely popular still, always. It's been really big for a long, long time. Now, Pathfinder, the guys who are developing Pathfinder are putting together, this was a big article I saw online on Polygon this week. They're putting together a space version.
What?
That they're calling Starfinder.
Oh.
Now, Starfinder, you can create one of a few different races. But basically, it takes place in the Pathfinder universe, but like the planet that Pathfinder takes place on just fucking disappeared. Like one day in the last like 2,000, 3,000 years or whatever, just gone. Gone. And people don't know what happened to it. And something happened with like magic or technology where people's minds started to just go, oh, that's right. And they forgot that it was a thing. Yep.
Okay.
Really weird.
All right.
Comes out next year. I think they said next summer, maybe?
Summertime?
Yeah. So, I mean, depending on if I got a group of people who wants to consistently play Dungeons and Dragons, then
right.
Maybe I can play Starfinder instead, too, because I do like space stuff.
Space.
They say it's kind of similar to, it's got a lot of similarities to
space.
The Firefly universe, kind of.
Oh.
Like stuff in there, yeah.
No, I want to play. I mean, I wanted to play before, but now I really want to play.
Okay, good.
Good.
Good. We'll figure that out. Let's see. There is a hilarious new game that is out on Steam, and I saw the Rooster Teeth guys, or the Achievement Hunter guys specifically, playing this a little while ago.
What was it?
It's a video game called Genital Jousting. Now, Genital Jousting is a game where you control...
God, I can't even believe you're going to explain this to me.
You control basically a dick.
Oh.
Now, the dick that you do is kind of squiggling around on the on the screen. It's like squiggling around.
Squiggling.
And the goal is to stick your dick into the balls of a enemy
opponent.
Dick. Yes. So you basically stick your dick up this thing's ball ass.
Blast.
And it gets shoved up there. And then your goal is to not let someone stick their dick head into your ball ass. And if you do stick your dick head into someone's ball ass and no, yep, then.
So question.
Your dick keeps growing larger.
Yes, that was my question.
Yep.
So as I stack dicks.
It grows bigger.
My dick stack gets bigger.
Yep.
I wave a big dick stack.
I'm serious, guys. You gotta watch this. Go online, check it out. It's called Genital Jousting. It's fucking hilarious.
How detailed are the dick stacks? Like, we're talking veiny? We talking just, you know, crude,
it's like
crude
super
flesh outline?
Cartoony, dude.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's great.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find. There you go. Showing a picture to Rob right now.
That is the most amazing GIF I've ever watched.
Like, that's what it is.
Those are Homer Simpson dicks.
And the dicks get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's then, fantastic. Yeah, they just like stick in each other's butts.
It's just a game about compensation.
Yep.
Awkward compensation.
It's a game about weird ball sex.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. It's really fucking weird.
Yeah.
In news that you kind of don't care about, but it may be interesting to you.
Tell me.
Destiny. I know you don't care about that when I say that word. Bungie put out a patch for Destiny.
Did they make it great again?
So the IP address that cheaters or that they've banned usually launch from. So like if it notices that IP address and it notices that you're playing on that IP address, it is going to assume that, hey, you're one of the guys who was cheating on this IP address, and it's going to fucking ban lock your console. Not account, console.
Shit.
Yeah. Fuck you. We don't want you playing our game. All right, cool.
I mean, cool.
Good for them. That's like a really tough crackdown thing, though, which I'm sure not a lot of other
that's
people
rough,
do
dude.
Yet. That's just pretty rough, yeah. I got accounts.
I appreciate it, but fuck.
I got accounts because you got to sink a lot of time into that account again, but right. Like fucking...
Like you're not even giving the guy like a chance to like be better.
The whole goddamn console. Yeah. Can't touch the game anymore. Sorry. All right. So VR is starting to hit the mainstream a little bit more. I'm not going to say this is mainstream, but I do
holiday
think
holiday season
is going to
be VR heavy time.
Yeah, you're right, shit. Conan O'Brien did a segment recently. I don't know how either of you feel about Conan O'Brien.
I like Coney.
I like Conan, too. think Conan's funny. He's a Harvard alum. Brother lived in the same building as him. Good shit.
Nice.
Meh.
So, Harvard...
Racist.
Not Harvard shit. Conan O'Brien put out a video...
He's a ginger, isn't it?
...where he went to... I forget exactly who it was, but it was some... I think it was Google, actually. Google HQ? Google VR HQ?
He went to a place. What did he do?
Yeah, he went to a place. I forget exactly where. I can't see it now.
What did he do?
But YouTube. That's where it was. It was YouTube headquarters in New York. And they went to their VR room.
It sounds like you were disappointed.
The VR room is just a room with green screen everywhere.
Of course it fucking is.
Go on.
And it's hilarious because Conan shows up and he's like, so this is your VR room? And the guy's like, yeah, this is like state-of-the-art technology. He's like, great, you figured out what newscasters figured out 30 years ago. I'm telling you, it's really funny.
Congratulations.
He then goes through a couple games. So he plays that space pirate game where basically you just have a gun and a shield and you're fighting the space pirates.
That are space pirate.
He played Job Simulator and he started to like... Great. He play what I think a normal human being would play Job Simulator and be like, are you fucking kidding me? This is bullshit. Like, he was really upset about Job Simulator for whatever reason.
That's great.
Really good.
That's great.
But it's kind of like a funny thing, and it's coming more into the mainstream, definitely, because Conan is a weird show where you have like people who are our age watching Conan, and you got people who are in like their 50s watching Conan, because he's been on TV for like 30 fucking years.
Quite a while, dude.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Conan is very funny. Watch Conan O'Brien. But check it out. This VR segment, it's really good, especially the part where he does start doing Job Simulator. Oh, my God. It's so fucking funny.
Oh, no, I got to find it.
He, like, dumps his coffee everywhere, and he's like, it's all of my fucking computer. Dishonored 2 came out. It's come out to very good reviews so far.
Good.
8.5s, 9s. It's got a pretty good Metacritic, if I remember correctly. I don't like referencing Metacritic, though, because... I hate aggregators.
Yeah.
They don't take into account different play styles and other people and things like that.
And the all people judge a game like, based on your own merits.
Exactly.
People generally suck.
Yep. But...
You'll never learn to not waste your money on things if you don't waste your money on things.
There's an update that should be coming out either later this month or next month that's going to unlock some things in Dishonored 2, like New Game Plus mode, which, why wouldn't you include that? Why wouldn't you include New Game Plus with the fucking game that you shipped? Every other video game's done it for the past, what, 10 years?
Because fuck you, Connor. Yeah. Apparently.
Apparently. I think it says in the article that they had to do it because of the fact that there's two characters that you can play as. So yeah, instead of a New Game Plus mode, you can just go back and play it as the other character instead.
You use the words, they had to do it, and then some other bullshit. They didn't have to do it. It's their fucking game.
True. True.
We had to do it. Twisted arm, man.
The funny thing is this update, while it unlocks that New Game Plus content, and I think some other thing, I'm forgetting what exactly, it doesn't fix the performance issues it's been having on Windows still.
Of course not. Why not? Why would it?
Why would it, right? Yeah. We'll figure out the Windows race. Shit when we get it.
Okay, PC. Yeah,
it's okay. Bye. So, Dishonored 2, New Game Plus coming out soon. Ubisoft, I'm under a very, very good impression that Ubisoft is drunk or high on pills.
Fucked.
They are
French, so they could be drunk.
They're probably drunk and high on pills at the same time. Jesus. So they came out and said that their approach for upcoming games like the next Assassin's Creed game. Now, for those of you who care... This year is the first year in the last, I want to say, 7 years that they haven't come out with a new
Assassin's
Creed title. The reason for this is because of how much the last two games sucked the dick at launch.
Hard.
And they needed constant fixes and patches to even make them playable at all. So they kind of put pause on it. And Ubisoft came out with, is Watch Dogs Ubisoft?
Yes.
Okay, so they came out with Watch Dogs. So they did have some other kind of open world game come out. Obviously, different time period. They had Division come out this year. Mm-hmm. So Ubisoft's been doing things. They just didn't want to do another Assassin's Creed this year.
Let's not fucking murder the franchise by fucking
weird what they're going to do now. So Ubisoft also did the Far Cry games. Far Cry 4 was one of those games where it's like, yes, there's a big story, but you can basically do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
Their new approach for story games going forward is to rely less on heavy narrative content.
So a story game.
Story game.
What?
Without a strong cohesive narrative at the center of it.
What?
You played Assassin's Creed 2, have you?
The yes. best Assassin's Creed?
Imagine Assassin's Creed, but designed more like Skyrim.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's Skyrim.
I know. I understand that. I don't like it either. It seems very weird to me.
That's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make a broken game? Because people will at least give you money for that.
Right.
And not regret it.
So.
Well, I mean, they'll regret it, but.
It just seems like a very foolish idea on my part.
That's going to be interesting.
That's one thing that made Assassin's Creed 2 very strong was it's really.
Great fucking story.
Excellent story. And then 3 was also, it also had a decent story. 4 had a fucking awesome story. We were pirates. You were doing crazy shit.
It's a story game.
It's a story. That's what
are you going to take the story away?
How do you have a period piece game without a cohesive story?
We'll find out.
Well, next time.
You're
on
in
Assassin's
Europe.
Assassin's Creed.
You're in Europe and it's the Black Death.
Fuck you. Figure it out.
Good luck.
It's Egypt.
I don't know. Shit happened.
You're in Egypt. It's Pharaoh times.
There's some big stones.
Good
some
luck.
People are pulling them. I don't know.
Good luck.
I can't wait for the Assassin's Creed where you meet Moses. Just have that joyous interaction.
I don't think that's ever going to be one. I think they're getting closer and closer to the modern day. I think
well,
we're
they're
gonna
going
see,
back to Egypt for like the next one, allegedly.
I think we're
going
to see like a World War One though, or World War II one. And I can see them going to Egypt for one of those.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But we'll see.
We'll see
how it's going to be without that heavy story. Yeah, fucking
that
super
rhymed
weird.
A lot.
Now, the Assassin's Creed remaster also came out like 2 weeks ago, or last week, or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, is this Freaky Lips guy?
Oh my god. Some weird things happened. So, the
I love update, Freaky Lips guy.
The update fixed some things, like, you know, frame rate, resolution, a lot of stuff like that. Really good looking game, performs really well. They also, I think, added a little bit of stuff, but they did some weird shit. Like, they made Ezio's skin more pink. Like, it looks fucking stupid now.
Okay.
They made everything a little bit brighter to the point where it's like, well, why did you change that in the first place then? Like, it looked like it was shadowy for a reason.
Right.
But then there's this one character, and they made him look really fucking weird. Like, his eyes are now bulging out of their sockets, and his lips are like, I don't even know how to describe it.
If they look at me, they will not look at my boss.
It is so weird. And I'm going to show you guys if it's over, but if you get to look up just like, Assassin's Creed 2, what have you done? And the what have you done part is in all caps, so it's not that hard to forget.
It's Google. Figure it out.
It's Google. Figure it out. It's on YouTube, which is owned by Google, so.
Proud of you.
Really good. I'm probably not going to get the Assassin's Creed remaster because if there's anything I do not want to do right now, I like nostalgia and everything. I don't feel like playing all those games. It's
nope.
Two Brotherhood and Revelations. Brotherhood, amazing. Revelations, had a really good time playing Revelations. I don't know. A lot of people didn't like Revelations because it was like, oh, it's old man Ezio, and I was bored with him. I still loved it. It was great.
But
I'm not
going
to buy it.
What? It wasn't not bad.
Yeah. That's a double negative, bro. So, last but not least, Star Citizen production schedule is now public as more of an act of transparency for all the people who invested in Star Citizen.
I like it.
It's a good idea.
Be upfront.
They can be upfront. They can be held accountable now when they fall behind, and we can really see what their idea is for getting this game completed.
Yeah, girl.
It's a good idea. We'll kind of, I think, hear more about that as time goes on, but it's a pretty smart idea, in my opinion. Like it.
Schmatt.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
What are you guys?
Anything?
Nah, it's pretty late.
Yeah, the only other thing I read was Ubisoft doing a shit job with Watch Dogs 2, but that's it. You know.
Tight.
You know.
Well, you can find us at TBExplicitADV on Twitter. Turn-based explicit adventure at gmail.com. Turn-Based Explicit Adventure, all one word, on Instagram. Our Facebook page is just Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I got to give a shout out to... Yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got a new cover photo. Apocalypse Kitty, our friend Chelsea over at Apocalypse Kitty, she designed us a background or a cover photo.
Cover photo.
I put it on the Facebook page and the YouTube. Please go check it out. It's really glorious. Awesome.
It's really great.
It's really cool.
She the best.
She's going to give me like the tile of it too so I can make it into a pattern on some other shit. Like our Podomatic website. Dope shit. Tell her how much you like it. She just made herself a Facebook
page.
Page, yep. Just called Apocalypse Kitty. So check her out. You can find me, or no, sorry. Almost forgot. How can I forget though? Our music by the wonderful Echocraft.
Dude, don't forget Echocraft.
Can't forget Echocraft.
Oh my god.
Echocraft put out a new song last week on Friday called The Trees Underground. He's putting out a new song this Friday too. So check him out. Apple Music, Spotify, he's on Pandora now. He's all over the place.
If you want to just have something in your day that'll just be a little bit wonderful and a little bit weird, follow Echocraft on Instagram.
Yes.
Oh.
You need to.
I can't even describe it. It's wonderful.
Yep.
And it's weird and it's great. Every time. Yeah.
You can find, him at Echocraft, Echocraft. You can find me at, like I told you already for the Instas, you can
fucking
find me.
Fucking told you already.
Instagram, Twitter, and Xbox, Connorvore, Connorvore3. And you can find me on PlayStation, Connor Carnivore.
Chief Whitebeard. Go to the places, type in Chief Whitebeard. You'll know it's me.
At Swartz S, Spike31589. You know.
You know?
So we're going to now end the podcast. I hope you've all had a night.
I hope you all have had an evening or a day or a day. Morning.
Or a morning. Or a pleasant drive.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't pleasant, I hope it was a drive. And if it was pleasant, good.
Echocraft, put your phone down. You're driving.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't care if you're at a red light. You're driving. God. Yeah. Anyway, parkour is cool. Go learn it.
All right.
Night, motherfuckers. Peace.
Night. Was the Twitch hoodie a pre-order thing, or is it just something you get?
No, that's the...
It's probably
that's a Twitch Prime promo.
Okay.
For Watch Dogs?
Yeah, so...
Interesting.
For having Twitch Prime, you know, those little loot packs that we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is this month.
This is one of those loot packs?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you put
and of course, Ray puts it on his character.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's Ray.
Well, I mean, the title
I'm surprised he doesn't have his own, like, personalized, made by Ubisoft, like, Watch Dogs hoodie.
The fucking name of the stream is exclamation point prime. I don't know why, but a lot of his streams are exclamation point prime.
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 Prime. By the way, I didn't know that the sub that you give out with Twitch Prime is... You don't get a new... You have to renew it every month, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Because I assumed...
It essentially lets you choose.
Yeah. Exactly. For that month, I'm going to follow Ray. Right. For this month, I'm going to sub to somebody else.
Right.
I just assumed that it was one of those things, like if you paid for it, where the sub was just going to keep renewing.
Right.
No. I found that out today when I was trying to watch Critical Role on lunch.
Well, thank you for making me realize that the reset was today. I'm like, I'll go and...
Well, my reset sub was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
I keep waiting for money to come up. I'm like, give it to me! And it was. It pissed me off.
Yep. Yeah,
I won't give it to this time, but you know, get somebody.
I followed this guy who was doing a lot of Titanfall streams because he was nice and he's actually a pretty good streamer compared to other streamers I've seen. So you know, yeah.
Righto.
There are so few streams about Titanfall 2 that I know if I was streaming right now that game,
he'd be huge.
I'd be solid. I'd be doing really well
if you didn't
for myself.
Have dog shit in that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, in my head right now, I keep tossing up the fact, like, fuck, September. I could get a new apartment with much better internet. Or I could stay in the same apartment because it's super goddamn cheap and really easy with shitty internet. It's like, And then what this turns into my brain being like, you know what you should do, Connor? You should get fucking studio space.
Studio space.
And in my head, I'm like, that's a great idea, Connor. But then the practicality of looking for studio space is fucking impossible.
In the hierarchy of things that you'll do, is it above or below the royalty paperwork?
It's below that.
Yeah, I figured. Wanted to make sure, like, my...
But you see, royalty paperwork is paperwork, whereas this is a quick Craigslist search where I just go, studio space. Studio space. But yeah, then it turns not quick when I have to, like, you know, fucking figure out the search parameters and, like...
Then you go, fuck, that wasn't...
Fuck, goddamn it. And then 30 minutes later, I'm just like, why did I do that? I could have been filling out the royalty payments. God damn it.
Yeah.
Then I get
it's a vicious circle.
And then I get high and play video games. it's the cycle starts again the next day.
One of these days we'll make money. One of these days.
Eh, maybe.